This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden held his first news conference Thursday on his 65th day in office, fielding most questions on immigration, specifically about the government's treatment of child migrants at the southwestern border with Mexico. Media reports say children are being housed in overcrowded conditions, which Biden called unacceptable. On the international front, when asked about apparent short-range ballistic missile launches by North Korea Thursday into Asian waters, Biden said the United States is consulting with allies and partners, and there will be responses if they choose to escalate, adding, "We will respond accordingly." Meantime, North Korea's state news agency reported on Friday that it had launched a newly developed type of tactical guided projectile on Thursday. The announcement came as the United States condemned the launch and warned of a threat of international peace, a threat to international peace and security. The launches, which were Pyongyang's first ballistic missile test in nearly a year, underscored steady progress in its weapons program amid stalled denuclearization talks with the United States. Final election results show Israel in a political deadlock once again, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his opponents falling short of a governing majority. The Election Commission says, with 100% of votes counted, that Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and his natural allies have won 52 seats in the 120-seat Knesset, Israel's parliament. Ideology diverse array of parties committed to ousting him won 57 seats. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Officials in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas raised the death toll from the February winter storm and blackouts to at least 111 people. That's nearly double the state's initial tally, following one of the worst power outages in U.S. history. Texas health officials say most of the deaths are associated with hypothermia. Many homes went without power or drinkable water for days after sub-freezing temperatures, failing power plants, and record demand for heat pushed the state's electric grid to the breaking point. Texas officials had put the initial tally of deaths at 57, but warned it would increase. 5 straight days of insistent rains triggered the worst floods in Australia's most populous state of New South Wales in more than a half century, cutting off entire towns and washing away homes, farms, and livestock. The extreme weather has affected 40% of the population. Aerial footage on Friday showed surfboards, tires, debris floating near submerged properties as floodwaters remain extremely high. 2,000 people remain in rescue shelters, many have only ruins to return to now. Conditions have eased over the last 2 days, but evacuation warnings remained on Friday for hundreds of low-lying properties along the coast of New South Wales as rivers stayed above the danger level. The first batch of COVID-19 vaccines arrived in South Sudan's Juba International Airport Thursday. The 132,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine will be offered first to healthcare workers, including doctors and nurses, along with other vulnerable groups, free of charge. Confidence in the AstraZeneca vaccine had plunged across Europe after recent reports that a small number of recipients had developed unusual blood clots amid a coronavirus wave on the continent. So far, more than 15 African countries have received COVID-19 vaccines in recent weeks. As Mexico approaches 200,000 confirmed deaths from the COVID-19 virus, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is preparing to call out more military, state, and local personnel to spur the vaccination effort as more doses arrive. López Obrador said he views it as a race against time to get all people over 60 vaccinated with at least one dose by the end of April before a possible third wave hits. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.